Well, yesterday we began the holy season of Lent with Ash Wednesday. Today the church gives us two very good Lenten readings, one from Deuteronomy, the other one from the Gospel of St. Luke. Let's take a look first at what Moses told the people in the book of Deuteronomy, that they have a choice, that God sets before them two paths that they could take, one that leads to life and prosperity, the other one to death and doom. And then Moses describes what is the path towards life, towards eternal life with God. What is the path towards happiness and prosperity? And he says, if you obey the commandments of the Lord and then love him and walk in his ways, keep his commandments, statutes and decrees. If you do this, Scripture says, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord God will bless you and the land that you will occupy. So that is the path towards heaven, towards life, is loving God, walking in his ways, and following his commandments. It's the roadmap of happiness, eternal happiness with God in heaven. But then Scripture says, however, if you turn away your hearts and won't listen to God, and if you're led astray and adore and serve false gods, it says you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you wish to enter and occupy. So those are the choices. We have a choice towards life and prosperity or towards death and destruction. And then he summarizes it by saying, I call heaven and earth today to witness to you. I have set before you life or death, the blessing or the curse. And then he says, choose life. Isn't that a beautiful expression? We use that in the pro-life movement. We see that on bumper stickers. It's from Scripture. It's from Deuteronomy. Choose life. What a beautiful message that is for moms and dads and for all of us to choose life. Because life is a blessing. Life is a gift. It's so sacred and so holy. So God is pro-life. And if we're going to be on God's side, we have to be thoroughly pro-life as well. So choose life. And if you do this, it says, you and your descendants will live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. And that's the secret of happiness, to know God, to love him, and to serve him in this life, so we'll be happy with him forever in the next. And then lastly, again, the gospel reading is so good for a Lenten reflection. Jesus predicts his own suffering. He tells his disciples, you must be prepared. The Lord prepared the apostles and the disciples for his upcoming passion, death, and his resurrection. He let them know that the Son of Man must suffer greatly, that he'll be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and he will be killed. Bishop Sheen says, we came into the world to live. The Lord came into the world to die. That was his purpose. He was ordained for the cross, to set us free from our sins, to open the gates of heaven. That was his mission and purpose, was to be the Redeemer, which meant being willing to suffer greatly and be killed. But he says he will be raised on the third day. So the Lord clearly foresaw his passion, death, and his resurrection, and tried to prepare the apostles for that. And then he gives us the threefold teaching on following him. If you wish to be a follower of mine, he says, you must do three things. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. And isn't that what we do during Lent? Self-denial, giving up things that we like, giving up things that we would perhaps like to eat or drink. And we practice some self-denial by doing extra works of charity, more time in prayer and Eucharistic adoration, to deny ourselves. Then he says, take up your cross daily. Your cross might be financial, it might be physical, it might be emotional, it might be relational, it might be a family cross, it might be whatever you're going through. Jesus says, carry your cross. Carry your cross with love and joy and follow me. And that's really what the purpose of life is to become like Christ, to become more and more Christ-like, to follow Him. So we have a great deal to think about today in these very good Lenten readings that will help us on our journey towards Easter.